There's always been a misconception among most rock and roll fans that blues faded away with the coming of doo-wop and soul music in the late 50s, and that only white musicians and audiences kept the careers of blues musicians alive. There are many performers whose stories would refute this, but only one of them has had the long-lasting, wide-ranging success of Bobby Blue Bland. Bobby Bland was born in rural Tennessee and went to Memphis in the early 50s to join a group called the Beale Streeters, who included B.B. King, Willie Nix, Johnny Ace, and others. In classic blues fashion, he worked as B.B. King's valet and recorded as his vocalist occasionally.
Well, I'm just a poor boy, drifting town to town.
In 1955, Don Roby, a black businessman from Houston who owned nightclubs and record labels, came to Memphis and signed Johnny Ace from the Beale Streeters, picking up Bland and Junior Parker, another Beale Streeter, along the way. Ace was hugely successful, but after his death, which is another story, Roby had a brilliant idea. He took Ace's band and put Parker and Bland in front of it. Whoever sold the most records and got the most applause on the Blues Consolidated tour that followed this decision would wind up with the band. It was a close call, but Bobby won, which was a lucky break for him, because hidden away in the band's trumpet section was one of the greatest arrangers in rhythm and blues, Joe Scott.
Further on up the road, someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Further on up the road, someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me.
Scott was a wild man, absolutely in touch with the times, which is how Farther On Up the Road wound up in the top 10 in 1957, despite the fact that it was a blues tune. And having such a great band behind him pushed Bobby Bland harder and harder, and his singing got more and more emotive.
I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said,
Bland's secret weapon was a rasping growl that sounded like he was strangling with rage or sorrow. It had a magnetic effect on women, as I saw one night. Before Bland went on, his valet asked him if there was anything he could do for him. Yeah, said Bland, go out there and keep them bears off of me. Bears are beauties. They kept buying his records. He even recorded songs that had been done so many times, you'd think nobody would ever want to hear them again. And he made them work.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday.
Even Stormy Monday was a top 10 rhythm and blues hit in 1962. Through the heyday of Motown, he kept having hits. 18 chart records between 1963 and 1968, and nearly every one was a masterpiece.
I said it wasn't long ago, I was doing real good. Don't you know my baby was acting like a sweet girl should? But she found another. Well, Lord, and I got the news.
suffering from a touch of the blues.
It wasn't until the mid-70s, after Don Robey's death, the birth of disco, and his record labels being bought by another unstable company, that Bobby Bland finally left the charts. But this isn't a story with a convenient end. Bland continues to record for MCA, and sometimes he does a good job. But he also tours quite a bit, and his shows are as good as ever, even if Joe Scott is no longer with us. Bobby Bland is as popular in the South as he ever was, and the last time I saw him, there was a 17-year-old screaming her head off right in front of him.